or doctor, how much you got to pay me? All right, cool. Because I'm definitely getting arrested.
That's what I said. So I've got. I need
compensation for the fact that I'm gonna have to get arrested.
Are they getting banged?
I'm getting done for public indecency and all of these things. There, I'm gonna have to plead insanity so that I don't have to do mad time and all the rest of it. So all of these things now, I've got to, you got to pay me a hefty sum. All
right, come on, ballpark.
When I get arrested, do I go to prison?
You're not taking this serious.
Cool. What's that?
Oh yeah, what was he
with? Yeah, shout at him, but you know, people tired after football and all these things. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Say none.
Excuses?
Say none.
Valid ones, I guess, if you're getting old.
Yeah, I hear it. Kind of, if you say so. I think that's a myth, you know, that whole getting old thing.
A myth? Like genuine myth or... Because I use visual. Is visual, there's visual evidence?
No, oh no. Obviously not like a literal myth. But I mean like we age faster than we need to in modern day society because we definitely do what's necessary to
definitely
after ourselves.
I saw something, I was like... what's this? My new guy that I listen to a lot, Joseph Mponga.
Mm-hmm.
And he does loads of talks and about Pan-Africanism and...
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. But he was like, we need to go back to reset... factory resets settings.
Okay.
Because our bodies are just running on like 100 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all the amount of rubbish we're putting inside us and the processed foods and the processed the stuff, not the air, the processed air, the stuff in the air,
metals
in the air and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you might have just, you think you're detoxing, but really and truly you're just doing everything at the same time detoxing, but all the stuff around you is not being able to be detoxed. So you're just living in a absolute toxic waste.
Yeah, 100%. So as fast as you're pulling the stuff out of your system, but as fast as you're putting it out, it's still entering your system.
Yeah,
like it's still in there. So yeah. To be fair, when I was doing that the heavy metal detox, yeah,
I'm doing it now at the moment,
bro. What one are you doing? The Zeolite one that I sent. Yeah, yeah, bro. Can't lie, my body felt sensational. It's never been healthier.
Recording. Yeah, I'm doing it right now. And the first 2 days, my belly was mash up.
Yeah.
My belly was mash up, bro. And I had to go play football after that. It was one of the worst decisions. One of the worst decisions, bro. I was finished. Ooh. But it was good.
Yeah. You're still doing it, innit? Mm-hmm. How many days in, do you know?
17.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Did you look in the toilet in the first couple of days at all?
Nah, I don't really do them things.
Fair enough. I was curious, innit? I was curious.
Yeah, curious. I leave that.
I
for
done
you
my research
curious,
innit, on what it does, innit? I was like, let me see what's in there, bro. For when I see parasites moving in the toilet bowl, no, I was off, like, man. Nah. That was living inside me. Oh, like, rah! I might every couple of months have to just do a little freaking zeolite detox.
Well, you need to do it afterwards, isn't it? When you're sorted.
When it's time. Because, boy.
Welcome back, people. We've been away. It's been how long? 4 weeks, I think so now, this time. Yeah?
Something like that.
4 weeks. So, yeah, welcome back to Uncommon Sense Podcast. It's me and Jammy today. No Darkie. And then we couldn't be asked to fill the gap with some random. Because
someone.
You might not have the same chemistry.
No.
So, it's got to be planned in before we start getting guests in and stuff like that. But I hope everyone's doing all right. Like, subscribe, comment. All them things, all that good stuff. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. I've been just putting out the posts while we've been away, getting good traction. So we're getting somewhere. And the more you watch, the more you help, the more you like, it just pushes what we need to. Pushes what we think needs to be heard out there, to be fair, because we're just trying to say, like, people need to open their eyes a bit more.
Yeah, it also creates a community of people that can also are on the same wavelength. Do you know what I mean? Helps create the outreach that is necessary to allow us to actually have the community that's, you know, into this stuff, so we can actually do and make the necessary changes. Which is, on that note, actually, I'm curious to see, like, what kind of stuff do you guys want to hear us talk about? Like, is there any topics, anything that's going on? Like, do leave a comment in and around that. Like, what is you like to hear us from us and have our two pence on? Because, do you know what I mean? And I'm curious. And what is some of you being your favorite topics as well? Like, what we have spoke about, so we can then talk about them maybe in a bit more depth or talk about them further or whatever. Is there anything we've missed that you would like us to talk about? Like, let us know, innit?
You know, this is going to be best common celebrity stuff like that. What's going
on? Oh, what? The whole P. Diddy stuff.
People want to hear about that. To be fair, I pay attention to it and all sorts. What's happening? It's all right. Yeah. I pay attention to it and all them, but recently I just went off it because I have a feeling, like I said during the podcast, he's going to get off of it. So I just thought, he's going to get off of this. I cannot be able to know to all the ins and outs anymore because he'll piss me off even more.
Yeah.
He'll piss me off, boy. So, I know black people are trying to say, like, we got to stand by our, what do they call them, our pioneers of music and blah, blah. But if they're not good underneath, like if they're not actually using their powers for good, I should say, I can't sit here and just like that. I'm sorry.
I don't care what colour you are. If you're on fuckeries, fuck you innit. It's as simple as that.
It is,
I don't care what colour you're not gonna go give me the whole, oh, he's black, so you should support him. No, the guy is a wrong'un. The guy is a wrong'un. It don't matter what colour your skin is. You're a wrong'un, and that individual is a wrong'un, and the stuff he's done, the stuff he's gotten away with is wrong. And I'm not just talking about just PDD, and that goes for anybody in the music industry, in anything in life, innit? If they're doing mad things and they're messing people up and they are having the impacts they're having and it's to such detrimental effect, you cannot then tell me, oh, just turn a blind eye to it because of his colour skin.
Yeah,
his
that's skin, what we tried to do with R. Kelly.
What?
And I still went with that either, man.
Nah,
there's
not
still
for
people
it.
In the comment section on every single post you see going on Instagram, anything about this man, it's just like, yeah, release him for the music. And I'm just like,
no.
With the problem of the society. That's the indoctrination.
Let that Negro make music from prison. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, you let can. Me still, you yeah. still can make tunes from prison. You see Tory Lane, you see Vibes. These man can make their tunes from
let
prison, man. Do it from there.
Make their tracks from prison and let
money
it be.
Charity.
Or Sutton, maybe Sutton. What are they in prison for? All right, cool. The charity that we're going to give it to is going to go to
the
against
whatever crimes the man committed.
Cool. And then
that's
we can help.
One, you know?
Do you know what I mean?
That's a good one.
Help people stop them from actually having them issues.
And you know what it is, yeah? If you genuinely are repenting and changing, I would take time off your sentence for such things because you're doing good things for the community. And then I would just put it back on the back end for like tag and stuff like that. Because prison should be reformed.
Yeah, sorry, that's what the whole mental thing. That's what's meant to be,
isn't it? Should be reform. I'm not trying to just chuck you in jail for the rest of your days because you just taxpayers' money, just paying for that at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it's no good for the society anyway. Like just having these people incarcerated, and then stuck there, and then when they finally do come out, if they do, they're mad. They're so disconnected from the world.
Or there's just a school. It's a school for crime.
Yeah.
Like you're going there to learn and like better yourself for what you were doing
before. Yeah,
man.
It's nuts.
They're just teaching you in there, boy.
It's nuts. It's
polishing up techniques.
Yeah. Certain men obviously do come out of there and they're a lot better off than when they went in and all the rest of it. But also it's like, but then my thing of that is like, I'm glad that they was able to do that. But it's from what I've seen personally, it's not many of those individuals that do come out end up a lot better off. But maybe it might be a thing of like, I'm just not around those kind of individuals.
Yeah.
Or it could be a situation of maybe the individual, it's not being publicized because they don't want it to you to see it like that. But I just don't see how prison systems is actually, that cycle is going to ever be, because it's just free labor for the government. Not over here in the UK. In the UK, it's not the same.
What do you mean free labour? What are they putting them out to do? I know they don't do it here. What, in America?
In America, it's free labour. They have to do bare things. They have
really?
To do, license plate making.
Really?
Like loads of different jobs.
That's good, I can't lie. No, not the free labour. Not the free labour side of it, but the fact that you're actually learning skills.
And you're doing
like
things
that.
A contribution to the
that's
society.
That's the good part of it, but
oh,
the free
labour
part of it, now we know Cross is for all that because you're just taking advantage of people.
Well, that's how this whole system came about. So basically slavery finished and it was like, how do we get these people to legally work for us for free? Oh, prison system. Mm. And then it was like, all right, now we can arrest them for petty crimes. And we can put them in that system. And now they're back to doing exactly what they were doing before, mm-hmm. working for free. And it's now okay. It's legal because we've gone through the system.
Yeah.
And obviously now we're seeing that just amped up to the points that it is. It's like, it's ridiculous. The numbers of black males inside the prison systems for crimes, petty crimes or crimes they didn't commit or whatever. It's like, it's scary. Scary. So yeah, man, this is unfortunate.
Just of late recent, like as you just said, the change from slavery from that to incarcerating people.
Yeah.
I've just been on the tip of how much they really just love to push in the media all the stuff that we really don't need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing now, I just don't pay attention to on mainstream media, BBC, mm-hmm. anything, New Sky, everything is rubbish.
Yeah.
There's not even some good stuff on there now. If you really like pay attention to what's actual the important stuff that they're meant to be moving in the world. These people, the Western elites and all the people that have made the world how it is now, would crumble in a heartbeat. It really only takes a certain amount of people to just voice what actually happened and is going on, or what happened in the past, for things to start making change. And you're kind of seeing that with the Israel-Iran stuff, but it still won't make a difference, because at the end of the day, the people at the top are still there, the people at the top are controlling everything. However, the more you speak about it, the more the next generation that's coming behind us becomes aware. But we are so far indoctrinated in how they want us to be and how they want us to learn and what they want to teach us. I think most of the West have no idea, majority of the history, of what's going on over in that war. Or whatever happened to the slavery, to incarceration, to prison. Because they don't teach us anything.
They've got
us. The schooling system is so perfect.
Facts.
It's perfect.
It really does just teach you what you need to learn so you can continue in this system.
In the system.
The system's not broken. People think it's broken. It's working actually perfectly.
It's working perfectly.
Because for it to be broken, it means it's working in a way that it's not meant to. Right now, it's working exactly how it was meant to work. And it's still working today. They're like, kids of today are still learning the same stuff that we learned 10 years ago.
Yeah, bro. And it was, and I think everything I learned in history was useless. It was absolutely useless, because they told us nothing really about what they were trying to tell us. Even if you were learning about the Victorian times, you learn nothing about the Victorian times.
You know, actually nothing.
You learn nothing. If you wanted to learn about the Egyptian times, you really learned nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Absolutely at all. And then the little bit about Black history that we learned was absolutely atrocious. You really look at it, it's heinous. It's how on earth they can get away with such a watered down educational system that we actually have, to claim that that's what we need to go into the world with, is mad.
So you said, obviously, however, like Iran, the whole Iran and
Israel
conflict is going on right now, and there's some sort of change going on. What you're seeing with that kind of thing, what's the change that you're kind of seeing? Because I don't...
The fact that the world believes that all Jews and all the... I think, like, what's going on in Israel, and they believe every single one of them are pushing at that. But there's just actually... the higher-ups in Israel and the higher-ups in America. But for how long have we been just believing that they've been right? Like, the average person in the world just believes what they've been doing. They gave Israel a land in 1948 or 47. They needed that. They were, obviously, went through the Holocaust, and such things happened to them, which was wrong. So everyone was on their side. So they've always been on the side. Like, Israel were the worst off. People, Jews were the worst off. And now... they're seeing the atrocities that they've been committing for so long, and they've realized that, no, that's not all Jews. That's just these men in Israel. Yeah, and the ones that have got power in America or in these places. And I think it's starting to crumble now, because it's getting you're taking the mic. It's got too far. And the average person is starting to believe, like, hold on a sec. Nah, it's surely there's something else. And then the mainstream media is pushing a little bit more of what they did and how things have been in over the years and how it got to what it is now, because it's too blatant.
Oh, really? I didn't realize, because I don't see anything.
Yeah, I pay attention, because when I go driving to work, I listen to LBC. Driving hours in, like, distances. So I'll just get to hear what the average public person saying, the people on the ground with us. And yeah, I'm like, oh, they are seeing it now. Fair enough.
Interesting. That's very interesting, because obviously, because I don't have the exposure, I don't see what they're talking about, because I don't pay attention to anything from them. I'm like, anything I need to know, I'll hear about. And then I'll be able to do my own research in that. And I'll be able to then find trustworthy and reliable sources that will then allow me to then gather the necessary information to then make my own mind up around that situation, right? Whereas, obviously, BBC isn't, or just mainstream media in a sense, I don't see them as trustworthy sources or relevant information. So I just don't pay attention to it at all. So I don't see that. So, like, to hear that's quite interesting, to hear that they're actually starting to now tell a different part of the story. I wonder what's allowed that shift, because I know that a certain group of individuals control the media. And then...
the type of media that I think I'm watching now, one, it's radio. So it's people getting asked questions and then the public are calling in. Public are calling in and they can just talk. They can just give their opinions of what they've seen and how their viewing stuff's going.
So it's not necessarily the media actually publicizing it. It's them just asking questions to the public and the public are then just talking about it, which is then accidentally making them publicize it.
There we go.
Because it's happening live.
Yeah, it's like people know more now, isn't it? They're seeing the atrocities and be like, hold on a sec, this doesn't make sense.
He told you when the people are waking up.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We love it.
It's nice to see. But then you also get the contrast. You get the complete flip. There's vast amounts of people that are just like, yeah, I believe we should have gone and bombed Iran. Let me explain how I just see it. This is how my point is. Just wait, how do you feel you have the right of any state or any country have the right to feel that I can go and tell you that you can't have this? What right do you have? Do any person have any right to tell me as American to go over to Iran and say you're not allowed a nuclear weapon or nuclear stuff? Why? Because I believe you're a threat to me. Why? Because I went over to you and mashed up your regime in your country and paid terrorist groups to go and do a madness over there and doom everything. Okay, you caused this, so why are you afraid of us now? Because exactly, this is how stupid it is.
Yeah.
But the average public,
they don't want to deal with the consequences of their own actions.
And
then it's now like, I don't want to be held accountable.
You sanitize your history so much.
Yeah. So it's like, well, you guys can't have this stuff because I've done a mad thing. Interesting.
It's crazy. Interesting. Like, and how they keep going with that same thing. Like, we believe that you have nuclear weapons, we don't like that, so we will keep attacking you. And then America's like, yeah, we will back that too, so we'll keep funding you to do your madness and have all these different convoluted schemes and laws to allow these.
Do you think it's actually over that, or do you think it's actually over some materials or something?
Definitely yes, it's over Iran is over materials and how they control the Hormuz stretch. I can't remember what it's called anymore. It's a certain stretch canal where they allow
trade line
where they allow all the big, like, I think it's like 20% of the oil goes through there or something like that. And then for China as well, it's one of their big routes to selling oil to China. They make a lot of money. America make a lot of money from pushing minerals and all that through that stretch.
Mm-hmm.
However, Iran were like threatening they were going to shut it, blah blah blah. Yeah, but there's always some extra stuff that's going on. However, human lives are more important than your regimes.
All of that nonsense.
Than your nonsense that you're talking about. But it's not to these type of people, and it's not to the armies, the people fighting in these wars, the level of indoctrination that they've gone through to still think that they're doing good.
And that's what I find mad as well, like how people are still actually joining the army till today. It's like, how if everyone just stops joining the army,
and
the army stops.
It's all just a war machine and all, just making money.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, it stops. Like, and people are choosing, however, to follow down these routes to then, that then allows these cycles to continue being perpetuated. Mm-hmm. But as we was just to make one simple choice, stop doing those things. It's like, and as quickly as that, it can get cut off. We can cut off a lot of the problems that we deal with, but unfortunately that's not the case because people still keep funding it into that part of the program, which then helps the rest of the cycle continue.
It's the belief of that I'm fighting for, and belief of fighting for my country, and
patriotic. Yeah, it's patriotic.
That's such a brainwashing, very good tool to brainwash as well.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you have such honor when you come back from doing these deeds at war and army. That's not the same anymore, bro. Sorry.
No.
It's not the same no more.
I don't even think it was the same back then.
It was a lie, but it was a thing. It still was a thing, bro. To come back from war and
in that regard.
Bro, these men were loving it.
I hear it still.
It's not the same
The chances of you coming back though was just insanely low.
Yeah, maybe that was the case. They were happy to see the fact that you made it back.
Yeah, I think that's why it was such patriotic, partially why it was so patriotic as well, to actually make it back. It's like, you fought for your country and made it back. You wasn't meant to make it back, bro.
I was never doing
you that, was meant bro. To stay. I'm fortunate and unfortunate at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
technically, in the sense of like, I would never get drafted, even if they were like, let's say World War III broke out.
I got my dual citizenship pending.
So you're all right.
I'll be out. Send me back home. Deport me.
Even without the dual citizenship, I won't get drafted.
Nah,
because I've got Crimson disease, isn't it?
Oh, you. Yeah, we don't want you anyway.
They don't want me, bro.
They don't want me. Might collapse on the battlefield.
Stay over there, bro. You got too many health conditions that we have to worry about. How many health problems that we have to worry about?
We have to pay for you.
Like, we're going to have to worry about this man's diet. We're going to have to worry about this. We're going to have to worry about this.
Medication,
all the rest of it. Getting that to him on a regular basis. Otherwise, he's going to be shitting up the place. The ops are going to smell him. got his position. Man's going there on the battlefield just randomly having to run off to get take dumps. It's going to be
long. That's foul. Oh, I didn't even think none of that.
Bro, yeah, right, yeah. You stay your ass over there. And I'm like, that's fine, because I didn't want to fight for you assholes anyway.
Why would you want to fight for them, man?
At all, that would make no sense.
Know the history of the country and you would understand the madnesses that yeah. with the soil that we're standing on.
Yeah, and that goes for any colour. Like, it don't matter what colour you are.
I've been trying to stop using that lately. It was like, Ellen knows. I've been trying to really stop calling people black, calling people white.
Okay, go on.
Because it was just created so recently. Right, I'll go deep. 1681, it was kind of created. The first law in America where they said non-white women can't marry or have sexual relations with non-white males.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Happened when they started colonizing America, when the Europeans realized that there was a lot of space in America and oil. So they went over to Virginia and Maryland to start building the first colonies. But those first colonies, people just got on with each other.
Yeah.
Native Americans with the Europeans that got taken over for work. So what it was is they had a boom of population in Europe. So Spain were the first kind of ones to come over to America as Portugal. And then England had a high boosting population, didn't have enough work to go around.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed people over to Americas. They kind of mingled and mixed with the Native Americans that were still there that they've kind of put into slavery, but that wasn't kind of a thing yet. It was just, I can't remember, there's a certain word, workers. I'll put it on the screen maybe if I find it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, then a revolt happened between a gentleman. What was his name? Ella, do you remember his gentleman's name? Jake, I don't remember. Let me say something Bacon, yeah. And basically, he had a revolution, didn't like what was there or getting paid, and a lot of the land was getting controlled by the 1%, how it is now. And he, where is it? Nathaniel Bacon, Rebellion, was a revolt that took place in 1676 in the colonial Virginia, and it was considered one of the first significant uprisings in American colonial history. So he ran a few people off their land, took Native Americans' lands, and was like, yeah, we're going to live on this thing now. And it was gaining some kind of traction. And then he died of illness, disease, and then his next follow-up person couldn't push the revolution the same way, died out. But it had civil wars, like spats here and there throughout these places as well. Mm. And then the lawmakers were like, nah, we need to find something to divide these men. Because if we have all of these ethnicities fighting for the same thing, they're not going to see each other as enemies, so we need to find a divide. So the divide was whites to others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It wasn't whites to blacks. Yeah?
No, it was white to others.
Just others. And then they thought, we can make this a little bit better. And then they put a little bit extra into the law, and they said Europeans couldn't marry African men. That was the European to African. And then when slavery began, to make it black and white, to understand that white is purity and black showed something else and darkness and ugliness and everything, they made it clear you cannot marry black people during the slavery times when they started really going to Africa.
See how they spoon feed it? It's little bit.
Yeah.
And we still see that today, that same tactic. Well, go on.
But it's crazy. So it's mad how we are all used to saying the colours now, because obviously that's how they spoon fed it into the society, and it's in society now.
Yeah. And also we was born into that society, so it's just normal to us, like we've been hearing that.
But just to hear someone say that you're melanated sounds so much better than saying that's a black man. Listen to it on the tongue, melanated.
Oh yeah, I say melanated all the time. Yeah. I'm a melanated being.
You know what I mean? I'm a melanated man. Like, to say it sounds a lot nicer on the tongue to say that's a black man over there. And then we're not really black. You know, people are going to say, yeah, we know that. But if you're saying that, and you're hearing yourself saying that, then you know I'm right. Because you shouldn't be saying that about yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah,
we should be trying to change it, and we shouldn't be calling people white. It's just people at the end of the day. We need to get out of the fact of calling people colours. And my last point before I can go on forever about this is the fact that I don't like how we use the word race, and how we use racism, because that's the biggest divide that they put in place for us when real slavery started to get pushed around. And the
European, what do you think, it should just be discrimination based on
prejudice, discrimination, bigotry, and ignorance.
Okay.
Racism, the word racism, it can be used, but it should be used for someone stupid enough not to believe that there is one human race.
Right.
That's a racist. Someone who's too dumb to believe and ignorant to believe that there's just one race. Yeah. So if I explain to him, bro, why are you doing that and talking about the color of my skin? And he starts going, and I goes, well, okay, we're the same being. So technically you're not being racist. You're just being stupid and ignorant and bigoted.
Right.
Use the English language for what it is.
Right, makes sense.
Or just change the definition of what racism is and racist is, because we're not all different races. And if you look at it and just go through the definitions of each of the words, it's stupid, because it doesn't actually use race in it. It uses ethnicities, cultural groups,
right,
characteristics. Where's the race in it? Right. There's not. This is the problem. The division is the fact that we keep calling each other different races because of the color of somebody's skin.
But yeah,
and it's not like, bro, like it's so embedded into us, and we just get used to it every day. And oh, that's racist. That's racist. And the word is thrown around so much now that it doesn't actually have much meaning.
It doesn't have any.
Doesn't mean meaning. It doesn't hurt people anymore when you say this about them. But go and call them an ignorant bigot that doesn't understand their history.
Oh yeah, they'll suddenly start being pissed off, innit?
And they'll feel their skin crawl and the blood start to boil, and that means you've got somewhere, they've actually been triggered, and that's what you need, rather than you're a racist and the person's just going to carry on. You're a racist, you get upset. Like, bro, take the fact that race is out of it, because I am the same race as that person, so don't be upset for their stupidity, for one. They're just dumb. You know better. And then just use the English language to break them down. People, not everyone can do that. A lot of fisticuffs, people get upset, physical things happen. Not everybody's the same. But if you can, just remember there is more English words than what they just want us to use.
Okay. So you think that if we were to stop using words like racism, or to stop worrying about colour, then there'd be less discrimination between people?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Definitely. And they like the way that these words are used in society, because it's just repeated and it just never goes anywhere, and people don't actually think to go and look for what these meanings of words are. And so they can just make any word mean other things. You can change the meaning of anything by that way. You know what I mean?
Simple divide and conquer tactic, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
If that is it makes sense.
Same way they use the word of gay, because it started off being happy and now it's for homosexual man.
Yeah.
I don't know how they just took that word and just
used
it. And then
they took the freaking rainbows as well.
Yeah, but they
took it after children.
As long as you use it and repeat it in society enough, it just changes what it is. We do it all the time.
That infuriates me, you know.
What, the rainbow?
The rainbow infuriates.
I don't even think they took it. To me, they haven't took it. It's just there. They just use it.
Yeah, that's the fact they even use it. That infuriates me. And why it infuriates me is because we've sexualized something for children, which is innocence.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to them like, oh, like if that was for straight people who's having sex,
they're still bad.
I've got a problem with it.
Why are you using
that to sexualizing something that is used for children? These are for children. These children haven't even got the hormones in their bodies to even get aroused, and what you are doing is now taking something that they use as pure innocence. And that they see that is natural in the sky, and it's a sign of like, oh my gosh, it gives them excitement and happiness. And then you're taking that and then turning it and twisting it and sexualizing it. And then sexualizing it in such a way where it's outside of the alignment of God. That to me is mad. That is so wild. That whole thought process, that the fact that you've gone in and done that is, and you're using it in such a way, is crazy to me.
Mm.
It's just nuts. I'm like, I'm not for it at all. You could have just made, like, I don't even care. Like, go create your own little color scheme.
They did now. That's what that flag madness is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they have got it.
But hasn't it got the same rainow colors as well? And then it's got the extras.
Look for it. I'll put it on the screen.
I'm pretty sure it's got the colors of the rainbow and then the extras.
Yeah, it has like, it's like a normal looking flag with the colors going down from 1, 2
for the rainbow.
Then it's got like a triangle. And that
I'm not for that. I'm like, go get your own color scheme altogether. Like,
how are you gonna get your own color scheme, bro? Rainbow's got majority of the stuff, bro.
No, but you've taken those exact.
Turn it into a circle and put like green, brown.
Yeah, bro.
Orange.
Go slap some own colors, bro. Get your own colors.
Right, fair enough. I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, it's your thing, no? So then have it be your thing.
All right.
It's yours.
I didn't think of it ever like that. Never ever put across me, because in my head, as I said when you started, to me, they never took it. In my head, I'm like, yeah, I forget they have it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? that's for us though, isn't it? But I'm thinking like,
it's my child. My child's gonna be the same way.
But society's not gonna do that. So like, I'm thinking about how the subconscious brain works, isn't it?
And
it
just goes, be a menace, a menace to society, a menace. I told you, bro, 3-4 years old, Marcus Garvey Jr. could be a madman. Child's gonna be a menace.
What?
If it's a girl, you men are lucky.
I don't know, you know. They can be the worst.
Nah, man, they were lucky. She might have some compassion because the women in my family, just they've got patience. And
maybe, but she also might be the complete opposite. Because
she could be, but some of if I got a son...
A lot of revolutions have started because of women.
Women, yeah.
So
that.
I'm like,
I hear that.
With that information and then that drive and that emotional pull...
The women in my family, unfortunately, just want to... They're not easy life. There's like their space and they don't want to be doing madness and this, that, the other. If she takes after them, because that's what's going to be around her, she's gonna be chill. I can imagine she's gonna be chill. If my son, you're gonna listen to me. You're gonna listen to us.
I hear it.
She's gonna be chilling in here.
I hear it.
Radical. No, I'm missing it.
That's jokes, though.
No, he's not gonna be indoctrinated. He's gonna go to school and it's gonna be funny and gonna be like, Dad, I learned this, I learned that, I learned that. I'm like, cool. All the English, science, maths, cool. Learn that. Calm. What did they teach you in geography? What did they teach you in history? I'm like, all right, cool. Let's really learn about what happened in that geography, that area. Let's really learn about
What's going on right now. Yeah. Also, these parts of the earth are shifting for these reasons. And we're at this part of the cycle of... But we'll get into that now.
Yeah.
That's the conversation.
But anyway, quick tangent. I want to switch it up. How much money would it take for you to run down Town Centre butt naked?
That is a mad switch. How much money would it take me?
Yes, 2 days ago, bro.
To run in Town Centre.
You don't know about naked. You could be.
But
top,
I've got.
Yeah, it could be top speed.
Dash free. Town Centre from what? From
one end to another.
Lutonborough Council.
Yeah, but the people don't know it like that, innit?
So, no, I'm talking about for us.
Yeah, right, cool.
And you got Google. If you want to Google it, you Google it. And then straight all the way through.
I'm thinking George Street.
Farm Foods and that.
That's where Debenhams outside. So beginning of Debenhams outside.
Oh, you're talking about there. So I was even
talking about. All the way to the town hall.
Yeah,
Sam's area into the square.
Yeah, cool.
Top speed, straight through.
Top speed, you got to duck through. How much you got to pay me? All right, cool. Because I'm definitely getting arrested.
That's what I said. I need
compensation for the fact that I'm gonna have to get arrested.
Are they getting bagged?
I'm getting done for public indecency and all of these things there. I'm gonna have to plead insanity so that I don't have to do mad time and all the rest of it. So all of these things now, I've got you gotta pay me a hefty sum.
All right, come on, ballpark.
When I get arrested, do I go prison? Because that changes everything.
It depends though.
That changes everything. If I'm going to do prison time as well, yeah?
If you're running so fast, it might be so funny that if I'm running fast, you're in it. Small offense, first time offender.
So,
get you off. It could be so
I'm getting done for streaking, man. I was running around doing streaking to get it.
When Junior explained it, he goes, bro, imagine Jared running through the town. Top shit.
Watching that video would be hilarious.
I had tears in my eyes. I said, yeah, I gotta film that. I know why it's a why for that, but I gotta film that. I'm sorry.
That is hilarious.
Oh, I'll blur it.
Yeah, that's what's gonna be done.
Bottom half
blur being it, blurred. And top speed, just funny.
Head down. Pistons. I get the legs up.
Perfect form.
Now, them mama saying 50 to 100k.
If I'm doing prison time, then you're too low.
It's so funny that they said, fuck it. They said 50 to 100k.
If I'm doing prison time, you best bust me a mil. I need a mil because I'm going to prison. I don't care for a day, a week.
How much money would it take for you to do that?
Yeah. But if I'm not doing prison time and it's just like a little slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Give me 100k, I'll do it.
100k?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it for 100k.
Jared was like, nah, man, if I'm doing that, I gotta reinvest that money. That's gotta be life changing. That's gotta be me.
100k can be life changing.
I have to switch up myself. Yeah, it could be.
100k can be life changing.
There's properties going in Cape Verde right now for like 30, 40k.
Yeah.
See? Mad. On the beach.
See? But my thing is this, even so, why would you get a property? With 100k, you're better off doing other things with that, like buying into businesses that's going to have recurring income.
But I'm talking about...
Then through that, you can then buy businesses and that. The stuff like that you're thinking.
Bro, buy one property, 30k out of that 100, Airbnb that. Cape Verde, money maker over there, just one sort.
So it is, I don't know, but then what have you then got to do to look after the property? How much you have to pay? Because I don't know them numbers, yeah. My brain immediately goes to...
I'll break it down before I'd go into it.
Yeah. My brain immediately goes, you can buy a couple small businesses that are making like 100 bags to, 200 bags a month.
You think like that, innit?
And then you're making,
I think,
just
landlord, you think business.
Yeah. I'm like, you can make 10 bags a month off of that business now, just passive. You ain't got to do nothing. You're making 10 bags a month or 5 bags a month. Like, you're going to make your 100K by the end of the year just from that business. You can spend, like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's just how my brain works though, innit? But so, because I don't know the property enough. Like, I know property, but not enough to be like, yeah, property would be the thing to get to with 100K. I'm like, So yeah, which is fair enough. Fair enough. Fair
100K,
enough.
Yeah.
100K to do it, and I'm not getting arrested.
All right. If it's I'm on them same wavelengths, isn't it? So I said 75 minimum if I'm not getting arrested.
Yeah.
I said that because that's what everyone was bantering. We're all chatting. Everything's got funny in there. And I said, we're getting bagged, fam.
That's what I'm saying. You're getting bagged, bro.
Nah, that's public indecency. There's bare kids
all
around.
Sorts, streaking, all yeah. sorts.
So
nah.
I said, nah. So you got to pay me $250,000 if I'm getting bagged.
Yeah.
I've got to be able to say, like, I'm giving that to my family. Sort yourselves out while I'm on the inside.
Yeah. There's things I need to have patterned, do the rest of it. And when I come out, I need to be nice. I need to be nice. Also, like, nah, you shouldn't go on the offenders list for that. I don't think you would do.
That's banter, fam. Sorry.
I'll
snitch. I won't snitch, but like, dude, you told me to do it. I'm like, it was for a reason, bro. We sat here. This is planned. Can't lie, fam.
Which podcast episode of Common Sense?
Yeah, it was planned.
That's jokes.
Imagine
though.
Like in the comment section, you get, yeah, man, I'll pay you that for that. I'll sort you out.
You can do that, bro.
That's the world we live in now, bro.
You could do
people
that,
want
bro.
Entertainment over actual change.
That is crazy.
They would rather see me do that than ever listen to me talk about any Pan-African stuff, change Africa, change Caribbean, anything like that. No, I want to see man run down the street. Then. Yeah, man, I'll pay for that.
Man's like, 100K, that's a crazy work. Aye. Could you imagine? Nah, please don't.
Yeah, bro. Don't put it into
would
the
you
world.
Do it?
You speak that into existence.
Would you do it? Someone in your comment section. Someone in your comment section said, I'm giving you 100 bags
bro,
right
you'd
now.
You have to put 50K in my hand first for me to do that. And then I would do
so
it.
So they pull up. They pull up with the 50K briefcase. Boom, here's 50K. Here's the other 50K. They even show you the other 50K.
You got to be here, Jan. These man got to hold this man hostage.
Oh, yeah. He ain't moving. He ain't going nowhere. He's giving you the 50K and he's like, the other 50K is yours.
Yeah. Fuck it. And I'm not going pen because that's the not going pen money.
All right, cool. That's crazy still. I hear it still.
That's the not going pen.
What if he's like, you've got to take a risk?
What risk?
You've got to take the risk. You don't know if you're going pen or not. Because he can't control
risk.
The police. He's
I
like, I can't control the police.
I've got that in other means and stuff.
So
like
you ain't go.
Don't need to worry about
fares.
That.
Fares. So but what would you have to do to take the risk?
200K minimum.
I was going to say 500. 500K.
Because you're not going to prison for long for public indecency.
I don't care.
I'm not going to
prison. The fact I've got to take the chance.
Nah.
And that's going on my record.
So. I wouldn't
I
be
hear
here.
I'm not sticking around.
I wouldn't be here.
Anyway. To
yeah. I wouldn't be here.
I hear.
Citizenship about to drop. And I'd be like, yeah. Life changing stuff. The house would be finished out there.
I hear it still.
The land would be done. The swimming pool. Sorry, I'm not flexing. This is just normal stuff when you build it for years. It's not. When these things have been in work
He's
for 30 years.
Purposely flexing. Subtle flex though, because it's the case.
No, I haven't got this now though. This is that, this money would make that happen like that.
Yeah, I hear it still.
But yeah, the house would be beautiful, be sorted, everything. And then why would I need to be here? As you said, I'll give the little money to Gerard. I'll set up them businesses.
Yeah,
help me set up the businesses.
Yeah. So pattern those things. Do you know what it is? You wouldn't even have to set them up. You can buy other people's businesses.
Oh, right.
That's already doing it. So they've already got the infrastructure set up.
Yeah.
You just go in
why
there
would
and
they
buy
set up their businesses if they've got the infrastructure set up?
Because they need the money. So they need investors. And they need the money. So they need people to come and invest into the business. So you buy it into the business. And then like you then take a percentage of that depending on how much they needed or how much, depending on how much they needed and so forth. So there's like... I can't remember this girl's name. I'll get you the woman's name afterwards. I'll show you. She talks about it a lot and she tells you like the best businesses to buy right now based on the economy and so forth, what ones are good to get involved in, how to get involved in them and so forth. And then what that will then allow you to do is get gate access. And she's like, some of the worst businesses to buy into would be a restaurant business, terrible business to buy into. Overheads,
too volatile, isn't it?
Too volatile, overheads are crazy.
Yeah.
It takes like 5 to 10 years for
to make profit.
For make any profit. And then I think it's even break even. I think it's like 5 years for
I spoke. This is. I'm not gonna name drop them. There's a restaurant that me and my coworker Z that we had to go and do a job in London somewhere central. Very nice. Got jazz bar and all that in there.
Nice.
But Dave, that's their second venue, the location.
Second branch.
And he's like, this first one took 7 years for them to be able to break even, just to be able to start making money.
To break even.
To do this one.
So, that's mad.
And that's a nice place.
Do you get it?
Nice.
So you're talking about, imagine the average normal places that you're seeing on a day to day, like people are thinking they're going into this business to make money. If you're going into the restaurant business, you're not making money for a minute.
Like,
And you have to be prepared for that.
Unless when you're one of our brothers that have got the chicken shops in town and all these, man, they got it patterned.
It's a bit different though, isn't it? It's a little different.
They're still in the food business.
Nah, it's a little different because
that's what I'll be setting up. You know, you got a choice. You've told me buy a business, so I got a choice. I wouldn't buy the restaurant. I'd buy these, man.
But that's not a restaurant.
What?
It's a food spot, but it's not a restaurant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've got the choice. I don't have to buy a restaurant.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Restaurant's just one of the worst businesses to buy.
Allow that.
But she just goes into detail and so forth. I can't remember her name right now. I've got her face in my head. I just can't remember her name. So I'll pull up her, I've got her on, so I follow her on socials and so forth. So I'll pull it up and I'll send it across to you because yeah, she's really, really good for game. Just like understanding just the business game in general. What kind of, because it even lets you know, like when you know what kind of businesses are doing well in the economy right now, it kind of lets you know what kind of business to kind of focus on or what, where the attention is.
Oh yeah.
So it kind of lets you know within yourself, okay, cool. These are the kind of, like, for instance, like for myself, is like what kind of business I should be setting up or focusing my attention on, or what kind of businesses I should be trying to talk to. Obviously being a sales consultant, I need to know what people have the money to actually have, need sales help.
Mm.
So it lets me then know, oh, he's the kind of people I should be targeting. Because no point me targeting people that don't have money. So they ain't got the money to pay for my services. So why am I going to call in those individuals? I need to be talking to these individuals. How do you then target them? So it's like just little things like that. She gives a lot of game. So it's like if you're able to internalize it and apply it to your own life, there's money to be made. So she's there. So yeah, that's what I would say. Buy businesses, bro. Chilly.
Another of my brethren was telling me to chat with GBT because obviously World War III was on the
conversation.
The brink. You literally just have to ask ChatGPT, what stocks should I invest in in case of World War III was about to start?
Interesting.
And it just tells you, yeah, all these different arms, people that do defense systems, gold, oil companies.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's just laming them for you.
That's smart still. I didn't even think about that.
It dropped just free game.
That's bare free game. I can't even lie. That's a good one. Yeah, I can't lie. World War III, you think it's happening?
No.
Okay, cool. Go on.
Iran run things.
Okay, cool.
Not run things, but they got things.
Okay.
Like, there's so much media that the average person living in the West, I mean, West is America, England, France.
Europe in general.
No. Because Spain and Portugal know better. They might not actually know better. They're not stupid like that. There's certain countries in Eastern Europe as well that know better. But I'm trying to think, Australia, New Zealand, that's the kind of the Western world. Really, that's it. Everywhere else, any other country that are in BRICS as well, go search that one up. That's what the real new superpower will be in about 10 years time. They're just trying to trying to take away the Western power, the fact that American dollar is what you trade in on the global level, and you're trying to take that away.
Yeah.
You're trying to make a BRICS currency.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, yeah, that the Western world itself, it's smash up. People don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, facts. So
they're not telling you anything.
So is that why you think World War III won't happen?
Yeah, because they're not telling you actually what's going on.
I personally don't think it's going to happen for different reasons. I think it's pure thing mongering or why we're getting even announcements of World War III being a possible thing.
But that's what I said. That's what I kind of mean. Yeah, you don't know really what's going on. They're telling you scaremongering. Yeah, that's what they're telling you by scaremongering.
Yeah.
But if you knew what was going on in Iran, and you knew what was going on in China, and you knew what was going on in Russia, and actually what the business between Russia, Ukraine, America war is, looked into the ins and outs of it, you would understand that World War III, they can't afford it.
And also, it doesn't make sense with today. I don't think we're going to see, like, when we think of World War III, we think of a repeat of World War II just on a today's
scale. We can't do that anymore.
That's never going to happen.
It's impossible.
It's never going to happen.
It's impossible.
Like, with the technology and all the rest that they have now, yeah, it's done. Like, anyone throws that kind of, them kind of bombings across to another land like that, like in these normal Western worlds and so forth, like the whole world's done for.
Yeah, bro. We're not going to see that. Just a smithereen.
The wars that we will see would be digital wars.
Yeah.
It would be economic wars.
Taking down companies, taking down media places.
Yeah.
Blackouts.
Right.
That's what they did already in Spain.
Yeah.
Spain went down blackout, like, was it 3 months ago?
Yeah. It'll be economic wars. It'll be stuff like, we're going to target your economy and we're going to pull down your economy.
Yeah.
We're going to tear down you digitally.
Huh? That's what's happening now anyway.
Yeah. That's what World War III is. World War III has been happening.
Yeah.
And in a sense, it's been happening. it just looks completely different. That whole World War III of what we think or what we're being told or what we think of when we think of World War III is never going to happen. We're never going to see a war like that worldwide. Obviously, we see wars like that happening in smaller scales, which is what we're seeing over in places like Iran, so forth. When you look at places, what's going on in Libya and so forth, and just
in Gaza.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Gaza, talking Congo. I mean, do you see what's happening with Kenya right now?
What's happened now in Kenya?
Kenya, like, them just had a mad riot.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
mad,
all that.
Mad.
But there's riot. Mad corruption. Kenya's mad corruption, but they need to just take a leaf out of each other's book in Africa, and people are just saying, get out now.
I think that's what's happening, why they're not rioting up in Kenya like that.
They've realised the level of corruption in Kenya is mad. Because I love listening to PLO Lumumba. I've mentioned him before.
Yeah.
One Kenyan speaker.
I was watching his other stuff today.
Bro, cold. He's cold. He can easily radicalize people. And I've said this to Ella before. Like, if people listen to him in a way to go and just be angry, he can incite the rage in people to believe, like, raw, these men have just taken from us. And they're just putting these puppets in place just to keep taking and keep these in position to just not be able to change.
Yeah, facts.
Or you could listen to him and be like, I'm going to go and do it the diplomatic way and go and learn to be able to speak to other people and spread the word and get people knowledge rather than just trying to just coup d'etat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's how he talks as well. That's just how he said that.
So, but Kenya's a bit of a madness. But I love what's going on in Africa right now. The only problem is that they're using Russia and China as like the new America.
Okay, what do you mean?
They're getting all their infrastructure from China and Russia instead of America, saying that we would give it to you in help, and Britain and Europe give it to you in help, but they just did neocolonization instead, you know what I mean? Neocolonialism. So Russia are like, no, we'll do it on protection agreements and we'll do it on fair trade mineral agreements and stuff like that, but they're still building your infrastructure for you rather than teaching
your people and how to do it. Yeah,
but that's why Burkina Faso and Traore is trying to say we're not doing that anymore. He stopped the whole thing of buying military arms from overseas and saying, if we're gonna do it,
doing it in our circles,
we're doing it in the house, everything. He goes, if you look around the house, bro, like, we don't need to be living like the West, how we are in a studio and I've got all these things, electronics around you. What do you really need, bro, to live in a place like Burkina Faso? You don't need half of this stuff.
Yeah.
So you're just looking on TV, you're looking on social media, you're looking on your phone, and you're wanting what they have in the West.
Well, that's what they've done, isn't it? They've created, it's made this look like it's this magical thing. And it's a great lifestyle, and it's created now greed for people over there to want what we have. And it's just, you don't want this over there. It doesn't actually make sense.
It doesn't.
Why would you want to be in
Why would you want all these roads and all these intertwining bridges and mad systems and just to pollute your air?
Yeah, and just mash up your systems. Yeah. Like everything, your waters mash up, the airs mash up, the freaking everything, the food mash up.
And then the thing is, like, after you put you implement these things into the system, it's not the fact that, how do I say, it's not the cars and it's not the lorries, the planes that are mashing up the system. It's the fact that the humans are using them and forced to use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we are the problem. We're breaking our waterway systems. We're breaking our air. We're breaking our
everything. It's destroying it all.
Because we have to now rely on
this system that is being, this infrastructure that's been created, and it's just mashing ourselves up. It's horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Like, I had a thought literally yesterday or the day before. I was literally just walking to the shop. As I was walking to the shop, this car just had like huge nasty smoke coming out of the exhaust, and I was like, that's disgusting, I've got to breathe that in. And I was like, it's mad that I've indirectly chose to be in an environment that forces me to now have all of
indirectly
I've indirectly chose that for myself. So I've directly chose where I choose where I live. And in choosing where I live, I indirectly choose problems like breathing in car exhaust, like, because of where I live. So I don't choose to breathe in car exhaust. I don't want to breathe in car exhaust.
It happens because you are here.
But it happens because I'm here. So that's an indirect choice through my choice of living here. And it's like, there's so many other issues that we indirectly choose, like poor water systems, It's like, you don't really, no one wants to have a poor water system. No one's like, poison me with plastic and heavy metals. No one's like, we don't want to be chemically poisoned, all the rest of it. But nonetheless, we're indirectly choosing it through our lifestyles here in the West. That's people
that are knowledgeable and we actually understand and want to believe that that's in the water, you know. There's so many many people that be like, it's not in the water.
They told us in the water. They can't. What do you mean?
They don't believe you. They won't watch it. They won't watch
it. All you have to do is literally, you can Google it and it will tell you the list of chemicals that's inside the waters.
They'll be like, really? Would they really do that? They wouldn't do that.
I mean, it's, they are telling you on their sites that they're doing that. So you can't.
You know there are people in the world that still will think like that.
Then they're it's retarded, crazy, bro.
Bro, can't use them words no more.
Oh, are we not allowed to use that word?
No. We're not allowed to use that. As I say, these people are ignorant.
These people are.
They are ignorant.
Yeah.
They're ignorant. They just don't want to actually just think outside the box and be.
That's not outside the box. That's in the box. The box is. They are the same. That's like me telling you something and you. Like, I'm telling you something about myself and then you're not believing it, bro. What the hell?
Bro, it's.
That's like me telling you I'm 5'11 and you're like, nah, you're not. Bro. I don't believe that.
That's what they do every single day in the media. Every single day. I'll just do one more Israel thing. Netanyahu and his man will say, we don't kill journalists. We don't kill these people. But everyone's got the numbers and everything of these people.
Yeah, but that's them lying about something.
But that's the same
this
thing.
This is them telling you the truth about something.
People are telling you the truth. Oh. And then someone's lying about it. And then because that's Western media, you have to run with the lie.
Right, okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. People just randomly still believe stuff, even though the truth is still there.
Yeah, that's mad to me. Still. So, it don't make no sense. Don't make no damn sense. I've got itch on the end of my nose.
The last thing before I was talking about, there's the land and Africa and choosing to live here and the pollution and stuff like that. My nan was like to me, so when are you going to... Actually, I'm not going to go too dead. She goes, basically, when are you going to go and get a mortgage and just da-da-da-da. And I was just like, I'm not doing it at this moment in time. And she was just like, why? I said, I don't want to go into the rat race. I said, what do you mean by that? I said, at the end of the day, the idea of this Western world is you grow up in a house with your parents. Let's say the black community usually is, we're usually less off. So we usually grow up in a flat or some kind of council house with our parents and it's dingy. We have too many people in one house. It's usually cramped. Therefore, you want to go and get your own space because we usually have big.
And they glorify getting out of the house as soon as early as possible.
And they glorify getting out of the house at 18 and they make it look like this thing that you must do.
And work towards.
And you must get yourself into debt.
Which also makes no sense because by the time you're 18, you've had...
No life.
You're in college. You've just finished college. So how are you moving out at 18? Which is then why we then go to uni to then move out so they can actually experience that lifestyle. But go on.
I understand the people that need to. There's not every circumstance is built the same. Yeah. I mean, not everything is... Every person...
Oh, yeah. 100% but certain groups.
I'm listening to how I'm about to say this. So... They glorify the fact you get out of your house by 18 to 21 or you go to university. You go and get a mortgage or you go and get rent. So now you now put yourself in the hole of what they need you to be. You're now stressed and anxious because you don't know where your next usually things
are. You're living hand to mouth.
Yeah, you're living check to check.
If you're lucky.
So you usually have to put up with that for the next 6 to 7 years if you're the average person, yeah? And you say if you've got a good job, you've got 40K, 50K, you're still going to have to pay out between £1,000 to £2,000 a month for a decent place.
And then what typically happens anyway is you pick up that £40,000, £50,000, you still end up living hand to mouth because you end up getting a nicer car.
Because you live to that paycheck.
Yeah.
Now, scrub that thing about him telling you having to force you out of your parents' house if you've got the space. So... You pay off the mortgage that your parents are currently using. You help pay that off, yeah? So you've got one house under your portfolio now. Now you could, your parents now can technically, you can take equity out of that mortgage and go and get another house. Now you've got one under your portfolio. So now there's two houses in your family now. If you want to, you can now rent that house out if you want to and be a landlord of that one property and make money and now pay that mortgage off quicker than what you could have and still live at home because you've got a decent kind of living standard. Or...
I was literally saying this to somebody the other day.
Or you use money off that, what's that, pay that mortgage to go and get yourself a little flat and then you can rent somebody, you can now rent off somebody, but you're not hand to mouth because you've got a job and now your family've got another house in the portfolio that could pay for it. These things happen if family networks kind of stay together and they don't push the divide of move away from your family and this Western new children, a new adolescent just doesn't see eye to eye with adults. People just want entitlement and feel like they know better and they want their own space and they need to be heard. No, fam. Like, people who have been before us know how to play the systems. You got to listen to your parents. You got to listen to the elders.
Sometimes.
You know what I mean? But you wouldn't know this kind of game. I wouldn't know this kind of game if I didn't listen to the people prior to me.
See, but you got fortunate and had that.
I'm not talking about my family. Oh. I'm talking about just go search on the internet.
Oh, see.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not hard. Like, some of my family know this game, but I had to go and look at it elsewhere for people actually just telling you, get out of the game of what the Western world wants.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, because also a lot of the time, what they are dealing with at home, you can bear. You can bear it. Mm. It's just whether or not you're willing to bear, it. And if you can bear it, just bear it. Because if you can bear it, like, let's say you're 23. You bear it for the next 5 years, you're 28. You're still very young. So you bear it for the next 5 years.
They don't know what that's, and that's another thing they tell you.
You're not old by 30. Yeah, and all them things.
Try to push you.
Bro, it's crazy because now I'm 30 and the way everyone's like, bro, you're bare old. I'm like, I've just got started.
I'm lucky because I look the way I look, innit?
Yeah.
So I ain't got no beard, bare face, no facial, or nothing.
Child.
Everyone thinks I'm 23. Like, I got called that last weekend and I was just, I'm like technically the, I was the third oldest in that group at this moment, but they put me as the second youngest.
That's crazy.
I was like, okay.
But yeah, so obviously by 28, you're real young. So if you just bear those 5 years, even if you just stacked for those 5 years, and like you said, in that process, got yourself a property to then start renting out for somebody else to live in and so forth.
And then before you keep going, the rent price usually comes down when people are like, when quantitative easing and people usually have money, they're not going to try and force the next man to have a mad rent. But yeah.
And then next, now you've got a property on your yard underneath your belt and you've got money. So now when you do move out, you've actually got the means to do that just by having that one property on your belt. And there's going to come with consequences of that, because like everything comes with consequences. Yes, you're going to have a little less time to handle certain things. Yes, you're going to have some of the stresses of looking after two yards, because you're going to be looking after the yard that you live in.
One person's family.
And looking after the yard.
This is why I say family.
Huh?
This is why I said family.
But yeah, when you've got a unit of people, when you a group of individuals under the same mission and also doing that, like, and you won't have the same necessary stress, because the stress is now divided across the group of individuals rather than it just being for that one, for yourself. So I think we don't need to be such a rush. That's what I was looking for.
Sheep.
Rush.
Everyone wants to follow the same narrative, the same pathway.
I get why though, because it does, like, bro, when I grew up in a household, where it was bare yard, bare kids in the yard, innit?
Oh, I understand it, yeah.
So it's like, it was difficult to deal with and all the rest of it. So I grew up in a space where I never had solitude. I never had my own space. Mm-hmm. So then it was very enticing and attractive to see space and solitude. Like, I was seeking it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how quickly can I get to that solitude and that freedom? And that's kind of like, that solitude. So like by 20, I wanted to move out by 21, I'm moving.
Yeah. I said that. First thing I said, majority in ethnic communities.
Yeah.
We usually have.
I'm agreeing.
Two, like, big families for small spaces.
Yeah. Like, my space wasn't too small. That's the thing. It was
the
just
size of the family probably made it small, I'm saying.
Yeah. It wasn't small. In that regard, well, it was too small in that regard then, yeah. So like, obviously, so what ended up happening, by 21, I moved out at 20, was it 21? I was 20. I moved out at 20. Lived in Essex when I moved out.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I went and had that experience. All my friends were going off to uni. I was like, well, I ain't going to uni, but I need to cut out. So this is what I'm going to do. So I went and cut out. That was my way of cutting out. But like, when I speak to a lot of peers of our age group that when they went off to uni, like, a lot of them went to uni just to get out of the yard, get away from the yard, go live on their own too.
That was all of it. Most of
them, bro. Just was like, man, I just had to get out of the yard, man. I'm going to step out, be in my own space. You know what I'm saying? And it's nice, because you don't have to live to know what these
false sense of security.
Yeah.
False sense of security. Every time I look to you, so you might have just adding another 3 years, you're just kicking the ball down the road for another 3 years.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Because once they finish uni, you've got the degree, but you don't even want to have that degree. That you're not going to use that degree. And then that's why I think we have a lot of people in our generation where it's like, oh, they have a degree, but they don't use it, or they can't use it. It's because they have no intention of using it. Because they never actually went into uni for the right reasons. Yeah. They just went into uni because they wanted to get out of the yard. So now they're out of the yard. They got the experience like 3 years, three, 4 years, however long it is for them. And then they, obviously now they go back to the yard and it's like, well, now how quickly can I get out of the house again? And it's like, you just got a cycle.
And then the rent.
And then, yeah.
And then people usually jump into renting, and then that's sort of stress and you're in the game. You're in the rat race.
So you basically saying to your grandma, you don't want to go into the rat race because you don't want to have a mortgage for the next 4 years.
No. I don't mind having a mortgage, but I would have it. That's it, I'm lying.
That's what I'm saying. But based on your position right now, you wouldn't want to pick up a mortgage right now to be paying that off for the next 40 years.
Because at the end of the day, I said to my nan, I said, look at it. I'm not going to tell everyone my situation. I said, look at it, nan. Look how many houses we have. Are you mad? I said, me, why do I need to do that? And she was like, yeah. I said, yes, we all played the game, the system correct. As soon as I turned 18, you put the name here, you put name here, did that. Things have already matured. Bust his ages, man. And I mean, I always say, we got a house in St. Lucia.
Yeah.
The idea is not to be here.
I call that, yeah, you're quite fortunate in that regard.
Because everyone played the game correctly when they went into proper jobs. But they didn't play it perfectly.
Nah, but they played it well.
But played it well enough for us to be okay now.
Yeah.
So when you got your council house, you paid the council house off, you bought the council house, you gave the council house to your grandchild. Now she's got her house in the system. The next house that you got in the council house, you paid that one off, you gave it to your son. There, you got a house. You know what I mean? Play the system correctly. That's what they did back in the day. They were giving away houses for nothing. And then the council house would be 50% off or something like that. You can pay for it. It's cheaper.
Can't lie. Yeah, I can't lie. You... It's quite interesting, yeah. Your family, it's, I'm just looking at the difference of dynamics in it. Having that, when you have less children, what you could actually do,
and
you
that
could
was,
do a lot more.
That was a conscious decision.
Yeah.
That was a big decision.
You could do more.
That was, we're not doing this 7, 8.
That makes me then question there are things like, you see how white people, they have less children.
Mm-hmm.
It allows them to do more with what they have. So they may have the same amount as a black person. Like if we go like, I'm just going to go, a low-end black household, poor household.
Melanated household. Hard, isn't it?
Calm. It's, yeah, because it's a habit. habit. It's hard, but the thing is, when I talk about myself, I say melanated. But yeah, when I talk about situations like this,
just trying to just...
It immediately goes black.
It's this for the masses.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. So when we look at like a melanated household, right? They're making, let's just say, 50K across both parents.
Yeah.
Which is good. Actually, no, that's too much. We've got like 35. Wow. That's normal. The amount of kids that I went to school with, bro, and I'm like, now I'm like, oh, what did your parents, I asked what their parents do and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And their parents were doing normal end jobs and so forth. And now I'm like, I thought they had bare bread.
It's just a two-parent household. A
two-parent household with making 20 to 20-ish K each. So 20 to 15 K each.
So they can seem, you can seem to like be okay. Yeah.
And then on top of that, they have less children.
Mm.
So like my household had bare kids. My dad had 7 Pickney. So it's like the bare kids. And then we had cousins coming in and out my yard because my household was the household that all the family would come to.
Yeah.
And the rest of it.
Similar.
So it was like, we didn't really have 7. My dad didn't really have 7 kids. He really had like 9 to 12. Like, because he's also raising
another. Yeah. That's what I was trying to get onto. Not
so
enough space.
Yeah, bare. So yeah. So I'm thinking like, okay, a melanated household making 35K, a unmelanated household making 35K. That melanated household, we... culturally have like 6, 7, 8 kids.
Yeah.
The unmelanated household, 2.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Beforehand, it wasn't the case. They used to have families, trust.
It depends on when, how far back we go.
I'm talking about 60s, 70s. Them places they used to have, they pop out kids. My mum used to say, I used to go to school with like a bag of family and they'd be coming through the years. Like we got 2 brothers and 3 or 4 or 5 and then another few or 8, 9. But some have left.
All I've ever known of them is them having... two kids.
Like. Yeah, everyone, you round different people, isn't
it? Yeah, for sure. So like, I'm saying, let's just give that example. Those 2 kids, they're making the exact same money, but how much that stuff has to stretch, how much the unmelanated household has to stretch to the melanated household is...
It's vast.
Is so much. So what that those 2 kids are able to experience is so much more. And what they're going to be set up with is so much more. Because the money's going to go so much further.
Yeah.
So although bills are going to be the same, as in like food, no, not food, as in like rent or maybe mortgage, food expenses so much higher in the melanated household, like schooling expenses so much higher, gas, electric so much higher.
That's what I was about to say. The bills of like, just the house.
Everything's going to be so much more higher. Then you got to think about presents, birthdays, Christmases, like all these things play a part. So we're actually creating our own demise by having more children.
Let me put a stop just there.
In a way, but go on.
You're right, very right.
Because we're spreading ourselves so thin.
Them man got it patterned. Because they have the same big families, but I think they put it into your family's head from the get-go, from young, that we're in this together, and this is about creating family wealth.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, I'm just beating you for the sake of beating you, discipline, and I'm not telling you the reason why I'm doing this. Like, pattern up. They'd probably beat you. Pattern up, bro. This is about us.
But also with that as well, they also set up within the households, like they'll have multiple income. Like, I know, for instance, an Asian household I went to school with, and they was like, yeah, I live with my aunties and my uncles, and they got
yeah,
a bed.
And
there's like, yeah. So they're like, although they've got like a 7-bed, like, or 6-bed, I think it was a 6-bed yard.
Yeah, property.
They're living with aunties, uncles, and they're all, so they're all their households are paying
that's
for
how
it.
Should be.
And then it's like, now we've got this big yard, we can pull up a mad equity on this. And then two of the households are moving out at once because of the equity.
That's what I expect.
And then they're building it up. So like,
and that's exactly what the blueprint we should be.
Yeah, that's the blueprint we would need to use because we don't have, so it's either one or two things. We would, as a community of people, we would have to either have less kids, have kids later on in our lives. Mm-hmm. So instead of having kids between, like, I know a lot of us are having kids like in our early 20s.
20s to 30s.
Yeah, have your kids in your late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
If you do that, that small change is going to allow you to get life experience and money behind you alone. Then have less children at first, at least. Build up wealth. Yeah. With those kids around, and then having more kids later on if you want. But people, our community is like, I don't want to have children. I don't want children to have a big age gap.
That's what I want to say. The what is a bit mad. Camera died. We're back. We were literally about to finish up, to be fair. What's your quick outro? But where were we?
You saying about Cat Williams' truth?
Yeah. So yeah, Cat Williams said last year was the year of truth. Yeah, this year is the year of like anti-indoctrination. Trying to unindoctrinate our minds.
Yeah, well, I mean, once you're aware of the truth, or once you're aware of something, you can't continue perpetuating that cycle in it, because now you're like, your brain's not going to be able to comprehend. That's okay.
It's just like you're just going against. It's negative.
Yeah,
it's like, I can see it. Just walking the day to day life now.
Yeah,
I have to try and stop myself from being this ultra Pan African, like, like radicalist, just saying like,
ready to start tearing down the system.
Everything you scroll, I could put a comment for every single thing on Instagram, and be like, right, indoctrination. But why you sit and do that? You drive yourself crazy. So
I can't remember the movie. What it was called? But I remember the clip, and people have probably seen it. They probably know what I'm talking about. Where the guy puts on the glasses, and he's in New York, I think it is, and he puts on the glasses. And once he puts on the glasses, he's looking at all these signs and all the rest of it, and what he sees is like.
The slurs.
It's basically the awareness of the problems of all it. So instead of the billboards being the billboards of like a model there, it's like sex, like how it's just trying to implant sex into your brain.
Yeah.
Or then you'll look at this sign, it's like talking about the indoctrination of this or whatever.
All the subtle stuff underneath it.
I'm noticing that. You can't help it, bro.
I can't help it.
You can't help it.
And then when I see people, just normal people just being cool, I'm like, right, you're just like me, people on the ground just trying to get day to day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's mad because like 10 years ago, you wasn't like this.
Of course I wasn't.
Like when I first met you, like I was literally saying to Ella, like how I first met you was so different to this. Like you was like not blind to this or like dumb to this. Like you could have the conversation, you was open to the conversation, which is how you already end up like this.
Yeah.
But like you wasn't like tinfoil hat.
No. The thing is, yeah,
that's the only way I could kind of put it.
I went through a Catholic school, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a Catholic school. I had to unindoctrinate your mind.
The
religion sent me down a path of trying to think like, what on earth am I meant to believe?
Yeah.
So I'm still there now, but because I do my own research, and as soon as I see something that I'm scrolling, I may be scrolling, and my algorithm is mash up. Like it's pure just. Changed how your mind's thinking, what's going on around you, how white was created by higher European elites, and it's all in the words of how we speak to each other. I stop everything, I'll go research it, and I could get lost for an hour or two just researching that one thing, and then I go back on Instagram, wow, yeah, I'm still in that video. And I'm like, that's where it all started from. That's how I'm kind of moving now, so that's why I want to talk about these other things. And the way I was 10 years ago, the Christian upbringing just kind of stifles that in you. Mm-hmm. It tells you to stay on this path and follow this.
Have faith.
Yeah.
Have faith.
But yeah.
Don't worry. Don't question things. Have faith.
Have faith.
Yeah.
And then when you die, there's so many different things that I watch, and I'll go in the comment section, and my mum will be putting a Bible scripture with the verse and everything. And then I'll go read the scripture. I'll do that. And I go read the verse before it, and I read the verse after it. So they all usually just poo-poos their answer. It throws whatever they're trying to say out the window, because you're just using...
There's context.
Yeah,
there's context missing.
Everything that to that doctored Bible that we have at this moment in time, is there's still context in it.
Yeah.
Before we finish, the last thing I said to Ella, I said, the reason why I can't read the King James's version no more, I said, if James was only created in the 17th century, why is his name John in there? I was like, I can't do it no more.
I hate it still.
Can't do it now.
I hear it still.
I can't do it.
That made no sense, innit?
That made no sense to me.
That made no sense.
I said, the man's name's not John, because at that time, J didn't exist. So what's his real name? I said, if they're not willing to put people's real names in the books, then I can't do it no more. And that's me. I'm done for this week. You got anything else?
Thank you for watching. Hope you enjoyed.
Like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Just, and tell us topics that you want us to talk about, because we could do this forever.
Yeah, we could do this forever.
So just, you have to stop us. If you want to see other things, you got to stop us.
Yeah. Facts.